Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's happening, man? What's happening with everybody, man? How y'all doing out there? Wanted to welcome y'all to True Spoken Show, man. I'm your host, Big Speaker, man. What's happening with y'all? How y'all doing out there, though? Wanted to first start off by thanking Mr. Gay for even allowing me to have this opportunity to do this. And first, just wanted to and also give my thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for just allowing me to be here too to do this, man. You know, today, man, I'm really hyped, ready for the show, man. I hope y'all is, man. We just going to get it going. Like I said, we're going to get a little thing going on. Get some music going for a second before we start up. And here you go, Juicy, Notorious B.I.G., man. Let's get it.
Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Check it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know. You know. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. Yeah. And I'm far from cheap, I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing ice and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good. And if you don't know, now you know. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive. And it's all
good.
And if you don't know, now you know. You know. You know. And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know. And if you don't know, now you know, you know. Set the beat down in the house. Junior Mafia, Mad Flavor.
I
see.
Yeah.
And that was Biggie Smalls, man. Juicy, man. What's up, man? Your boy Bigger is back, man. How y'all doing out there, man? You know, today,
yeah.
I wanted to talk to y'all about mental health today. You know, this month is Men's National Mental Health Month, And, you know, I wanted to talk about that today, show the men love today. You know, also show the women love, too. And, you know, just educate, not even educate y'all, but just show, like, let y'all know how, you know, a lot transpires in people's lives that we really don't really talk about. You know, it was funny because for the past, I want to say 2 days, I asked my brothers, all of them, you know, to rate yourself a 1 out of 10, 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, on how you feel mentally right now in life. And, you know, I myself even answer that question to be more helpful with everybody and let them know, like, hey, this just don't exclude me. To hear my brothers sit right here and tell me everything that they go through, and for me to also be able to express myself as a group, as young men, it was a blessing, you know, because not many of us have that group of friends to be able to do that. You know, we're not. Even if we do got friends, we're not comfortable with expressing ourselves in that way. But, you know, to be able for us to express ourselves and us sit down as young men and talk, that's really a blessing, you feel me? And that really always empowered me, because a lot can transpire in 24 hours in a person's life, let alone we talking about 1 year, 2 years, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years, you know? But a lot does transfer, and not many people are able to sit right here and say, hey, can I talk to you? Or, hey, this is how I'm feeling. Because a lot of people be so worried about, if I open up my mouth and I say something, is it going to come back? If I open up my mouth, if I say something, are you even listening? But, you know, a lot of stuff, like, I would say PTSD is, like, I really want to say the main problem for a lot of people in life. You know, you can either go through losing a friend, a parent, which I personally went through that, and I'm going to elaborate more on that on this show, and just express, like, you know, well, I'm gonna just go ahead and get into it. It's just like I was young, losing my father at a young age, in which through life, I had to navigate through life without him, and I'm still doing it, still hitting different adversities, still hitting different changes in my life, good and bad. And sometimes you do need that. Sometimes you do need people to talk to and make sure, just, you know, just not even just for you, but also for them to be able to hear you, whether it's going to a counselor, going to a friend. Because a lot of us don't speak. A lot of us don't tell our problems. And it's okay. But at some point in time in life, you're going to have to express yourself. And, you know, that's one thing I definitely wanted to pride myself on doing now in this stage of life, is being able to talk to my friends, talk to my family, talk to everybody about my problems and what I go through, or why I feel how I feel, or why I do what I do, or why I did this, or why I done that. Not like I said, not many people are able to do that. And, you know, I'm gonna give y'all as the audience the opportunity to also call into the show and talk about it. If y'all want to talk about it with me, you know what I'm saying? Y'all had an opportunity to be able to call in the show and talk. You know, but I definitely want to elaborate. Like I said, it's just being a young man trying to make it in life is definitely a hard thing, especially being a young black man at that. You know, we're taught to provide, taught to be the leader, taught to be the stronger one in the family. Because the women in our life really look up to us, not even that, the kids that we have, nephews, our actual children, nieces, cousins, little cousins, everybody look up to you. Even your older cousins or older siblings, older family members can look up to you because of the person you are. But we as men, we take a lot of stuff in and we don't really express enough about the stuff that we go through, which from time, stuff that we have went through in the past. And sometimes it can be okay not to talk. Sometimes it's okay to talk. But to learn to know when to talk is the best thing. So for me to sit right here and say, hey, for me even to be on this show and me being able to express myself to y'all and let y'all know that it's okay to talk, that's a right step. And I'm happy to be able to say that I can do that. I'm happy that, you know, now we're living in a world that now it's okay for people to see the other side of men and how we go through stuff. Not even just men, even women. People are able to see the other side of people that do like podcasts, do shows that want you to open up about the journey that you on or the other stuff that you went through in the past. You know, and that's one thing I definitely applaud a lot of people for doing, is just opening up and being vulnerable to their situation. And not many people are able to do that. And the ones that are able to do it, I applaud them, because it takes a strong, willing person to do that. And like I said, you know, today I just want to let y'all know, like, hey, it's okay. It's okay for us to say, hey, I need help, man. It's okay for that. I had to learn that lesson. I would say it's a hard way, but not the hard way what people think. It's the hard way of me being able to, me pushing people away and me also staying quiet in the corner in my comfort zone, because I was so used to doing that. But now that I'm okay, now that I'm able to be a strong-willed young man and be able to step up and say, hey, you know, this is what's bothering me, this is what it is, I feel better. Even with stuff that, you know, can transpire, like I said, in 24 hours, I can be feeling like I said, with one being the worst, I could be feeling like a 3 or 4. And I wake up tomorrow, I'm feeling like a 8, 9. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we give too much energy into one thing, and that one thing can mess our energy, can mess our whole vibe up. It can mess everything up that we have going on. That really can mess a lot of things up. Because one situation can cause you to have PTSD or cause you to start doing this or doing that when you have never really done that. And then sometimes it causes you to just stay quiet. And for the people out there that stay quiet, I want to let everybody know that it's time for you to talk. It's time for you to sit right here and say, hey, you know, I want to talk about this because I have this going on. But to be able to talk about it and express how everything is with you is good. So, you know, I want to, like I said, I want to sit right here and open. If any callers want to call in and talk about anything going on, I'm giving y'all the floor, the opportunity to do that, you know. And I want y'all to, you know, if, like I said, anybody out there, you know, I know I got family and friends listening, and I'm happy that y'all are listening too, man. Y'all get to see this side of me, and I'm really ready just to get it in. You feel me? So, you know, but I'm gonna get back to me, because I know, like I said, I have seen people go through stuff and not really speak on it, and they lash out and they just go in the uproar. Well, instead of them, I can't even say instead of them, I'm going to get to the other side. They have asked people, can I talk to you? They have expressed themselves, but won't nobody listen. So on that end, I I understand when people sit right here and say, well, I have tried to do this, I tried to do that, and nothing worked out. A lot of people can sit right here and say, well, you haven't tried this, you haven't. And sometimes people in that instant, they're not thinking of, dang, let me do this, let me do that. Because we're so used to just being in our one spot, one dimension, one everything, just being right there, that we don't think of, let me take a step out of my comfort zone and do this. Maybe this can help. Because now I know me personally, with everything that I have gone through, I'm able to sit down and write in a notebook, write in a journal, record myself to ease the pain of a lot of stuff that I go through. And like I said, you know, being able to just see that I can do little things to help improve myself, my mental health, that's really something that really helps my spirit and really shows that, you know, I see growth in myself. Because as a young black man in today's society, it's hard just being able to say, you know, just being able to do things. Because we try to sit right here and feel like we got to do this, we do that. Because not everybody grows up in the best situation in life, I'm going to say that. Not everybody has that silver spoon in life. Not everybody is able to just wake up and have both parents, or wake up and have people around them in the right situation, right in the right space of mind. I'm going to say that. Some people wake up and they have to deal with this, they have to deal with that. Some people choose to deal with it, and some people have to deal with it. And there's a difference between that. You know, a lot of people look at some people and just feel like, oh, you can do this. You can. They judge you off what they see. Because the only reason I say that, because I have been that person that had judged a friend or a loved one or somebody I just know I'm cool with off what I see. But in reality, when we actually sit down and we actually talk, it's, I'm not right. You think it's this, but it really ain't that. It's really something else. And when you finally be able to sit down and see what that person go through, you, it's really like a jaw-dropping moment. You be sitting there like, man, I never knew you had XYZ going on. I never knew that, oh, you were like this, or this what you were doing. In the outside world, you got the perfect, you living the perfect life, the best life. But behind the scenes, you're not. And that's, like I said, that's one thing I definitely personally witnessed with friends and loved ones. And just not even that, just listening to some stories of people that sit down and talk. You know, I listen to the Journey podcast, and they sit down and they talk about how a lot of things. They try to empower people, talk about growth, and how sometimes you have to sit down and evaluate yourself, especially if you have gone through past trauma, if your mental health is not all the way there. You got to sit down and just evaluate yourself. And you have to socially isolate yourself. In certain instances, that can, if you do it for too long, it could really mess you up. And I had to learn that part the hard way, because I started to socially isolate myself and not want to do this, not want to do that. Well, after so long, hey, that started to mess up a lot. You know what I'm saying? Started to have friends and family like, man, where you been at? What you been doing? He's like, man, I don't really want to talk. Well, if you don't want to talk, why you here? I said, oh, well, man, I just thought, man, coming around. Do you need to speak up and say something? You know what I'm saying? And one thing I could definitely say, and I applaud my friends, my car crew, that's my second family now, man, Nightlife Outlaws. No, I applaud them for even my OG telling me, like, man, you know, we here for you. I know for time, you know, I always be like, man, don't nobody know what I go through, man. But they still let me know they're here for me. And that give me a peace of mind to be able to be like, okay, man, you know what? Y'all here for me? Okay, cool. As long as I know that, I'm good. As long as I know my family got me, I'm good. But also, as a man on the other side, sometimes you sit back and you say, man, I know I got y'all. I know I got this. I know I got that. But I'm still not going to say nothing. I'm going to hold that in. I'm going to do this because when I did try, didn't nobody listen. You know what I'm saying? So when you become that person that don't really like to talk about certain things in life, you start to also become the person that doesn't come around as much, doesn't want to be bothered, feeling like the world is against you, all because of one situation. Like I said, a lot of stuff can happen. A lot of stuff happens in people's lives. But one particular situation can cause a person to just break down mentally. And like I said, even as men, as young men, as a young man, as a young black man, at that, it's hard being able to navigate through this thing called life. Because you're learning to be on your own. You're learning to find yourself. You're learning to groom yourself. You're learning to have to be able to say, I can do this. And the part that I can say as myself even now, I'm learning is to know when to be like, I can do it on my own. And also know when I can say, hey, I need help with this. Because mentally, I feel like I can do this, but I'm going to be real. If I keep doing it, it ain't going to do nothing. Keep messing me up mentally. Like, man, this is going to cause me to just break down. Sometimes it's okay to say, hey, I need this help with this. Because not a lot of us are going to admit that. Not a lot of us are going to sit right here and say we need that. Because it also plays it's a prideful thing as a man, I can say that. Sometimes we do things and think, oh, we good, we dead. And really we not. You know, that's one thing I definitely am learning. And I'm also learning, like, unhealthy habits. That also plays a role in having mental health. You repeatedly doing something over and over and all this other stuff, it ain't going to do it and mess you up. You know, there's a saying that says, hurt people hurt people. You think you good, but really you're not. You didn't take time to isolate yourself and see where did you go wrong with certain situations. But instead, you continue to hurt people that love, the ones you love, hurt people that you don't even know, people you might be cool with, instead of just sitting down and isolating yourself and reevaluating who you are as a man or who you are as a woman. And that right there, that saying hurt people is very much true, because you can mentally not be here and meet somebody that's mentally there and then mentally mess them up. Now y'all both mentally not there. All because of you not being mentally, you not conquering your mental problems. All because you can, and in your mind, you feel as though they wrong me, but instead you wrong them. That's how, what's that saying? Every action is going to get a reaction. Well, your action has caused a reaction. And that reaction may be something you may not like. It may hurt you even more than the person that you hurt off the action that you did. And like I said, man, I got y'all on here, man. Y'all can call in and talk to me, man. I see y'all. We got people up in here listening, man. Y'all want to talk, y'all press the button and put your hands up and let me know y'all want to call in to talk. But like I said, it hurt. Like I said, hurt people. And people have to sit right here and know, okay, if I keep repeating this cycle, I'm going to start having bad habits. And when bad habits turns into that, it's going to start to turn into hurt. When instead you can just go easy, just sit back and just say, hey, let me work on me first. And in today's society, as men and as young women, man, I feel like we don't do enough of that. We don't sit down and say, hey, let me work on myself and fix what I have going on. because a lot of people feel as though they have to be with somebody, or they have to always be in the scene, be around, be in the area where everything pop off. When sometimes God, you have to realize God will isolate you for a reason. If God isolates you, it's for a legit reason. And not many people know that, because not many people hearken unto him. If you hearken unto God, he's going to show you. He's gonna show you the path that you ask and path that you pray for. It may not be the one that you want or the one you like, but it's his path. And not, like I said, not many people understand that as an aspect. You know, I'm also getting into how, like, you know, I want to also say this, that your environment plays a huge role into your mental health. If you grew up in an environment where you always hearing gunshots, or you always hearing arguments in your household, hearing all this other stuff, you're going to develop those. You're going to sit right here and develop stuff that you, right at the moment, you're not going to realize there's something wrong with me. But over time, when things start progressing and things start falling apart, you're going to realize, like, dang, I really need to sit down and evaluate who I am. Sometimes people don't realize your mental health can cause a lot of problems that you don't think you have. Because when you get into that moment of it's me versus the world, it's you don't see no wrong in what you do. You don't see no wrong in being this person that really that's not even a good person. And I can sit right there and say, me, I have seen growth in myself, and I have seen what I could improve on being not even just being as a young man, but being a young man trying to be a man in a better instances, like, of just speaking out or saying, hey, this is what it is. And like I said, now that I'm able to point those problems out and be able to do that, I'm more mature enough to sit right here and say, I'm not doing that, and I'm damn sure not doing that. and now that I have that strong mind, that strong grip on who I am and what I stand for, you can't knock me off my pivot. You can't knock me. So when I say something is a no, it's a no. When I say it's a yes, it's a yes. If I say it's a go, it's a go. Because of my mind, the stuff that I went through prepared me for this situation that I could currently be in, or this problem that I'm looking at. I know how to navigate. Because of the environment, and that goes back to the environment that I grew up in. My mom raised a healthy, wise young man. Now that I'm out of her house, let me go into the world and show the world that what mom raised is good. Now, granted, not having a dad for what, half of my life now, it's tough. It has been tough. And to anybody with childhood trauma, let me tell you this. And I'm going to say this with all the love in my heart. Go get help. Just go get help. Because if you don't go get that help, or not even just go get help, be able to talk about it. Be able to express your feelings. Be able to say, hey, I need help for this. Because if you don't, I'm going to tell you, it will be, you will go down a long, dark road, and you won't even know it until it is too late. You won't even know it until it's too late, for real. And, you know, that childhood trauma does play a huge, huge part in people's lives. And I just, like I said, I'm going to reiterate, just be able to express yourself, because expressing yourself gets out the emotion. It's piece by piece will just start falling off, and you will be like, you know what? You will look back, let me just say, 2 years ago, you'll be like, 2 years from now, you'll be like, man, I remember when I was like that. I wasn't all the way there, but now I'm there. Now I'm strong enough to sit right here and say, hey, this is what's bothering me. I'm strong enough to sit right here and say, hey, yo, can you help me with this? And not even just being able to do that, it's also being able to show the people around you that really, and when I say the people around you, I mean the people that's really got your back, your day ones, the ones that you can confide to, show them like, hey, I'm good now, I'm better now. Because like I said, as a man, when we go through stuff, from some of the guys I know, some of my friends, all right, bro, when we go through stuff, man, we ain't talking. We're going to barely talk. But I know I'm going to be that friend, and everybody can vouch for me and my group. I'm going to be that friend. Hey, let me ring you up. What's up with you, bro? Man, how did you play? What's going on? I see you ain't been talking. I see you. And at times, I cannot lie. They do the same thing to me. They will most definitely do the same thing to me. And at a point in time in life when they did that, I felt, because the mental health that I was in, I felt like it was an attack. Like, bro, you trying to be nosy, dog. Like, why you trying to be all up in my business, bro? Like, this ain't got nothing to do with what you do. But that was the mindset of, I don't got nobody. I don't feel like I got anybody. But in reality, I did. I was just fighting against it. And like I said, now that I'm able to identify it, and now that I'm able to be open about it, oh man, you can't even tell me nothing. Because I have those friends, I have those family members, I have the people, the group that are around me that's going to help me. And I love it, man. I love every second of it. And, man, I love it, man. I'm going to take a break, man, let y'all listen to some Janet Jackson, We Go Deep. Let's get it. Yo, what's happening? What's happening, man? Your boy Big Speaker is back in on the mic, man. Happy to be here, man. Like I said, I wanted to give a huge shout out to Mr. Michael Gray for allowing me to be on today's show, man. Like I said, every Sunday I'm coming with it, man. Like I said, this is his first show, and I love it, man. I love everything about it, man. I love the callers, man. Glad y'all in here listening, man. Like I said, man. I wanted to also, I know we were sitting here talking about mental health. I didn't get to touch on one thing. I'm going to touch on it real quick. Part of also what I've seen in life and what I've known personally because of me also and because of friends and family, loved ones, and people that I be around. When you don't, I have seen it. Personally, when you don't hit a certain point in life when you're doing your thing in life, it plays a role in your mental health. And you want me to tell you why? Because I have been that person where I have felt like, man, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do in life, man. I'm really not. And it brings a person down when we have set goals for ourselves and we don't reach them. When you're not able to reach your goal in life or something that you feel like you can, something that you have dreamed all your life of doing, man, it will cause you to break down. It will cause you to feel as though I can't do nothing else. And mentally in your mind, you like, man, I'm done. And you become negative. And when you become negative, you start becoming negative towards your people, towards the people around you. You start, when they say they got something good going for them, you just start, okay, yeah, yeah, congratulations. And people begin to think that you're hating or think that you don't care. When in reality, you're not jealous. You're not a hater. You're not none of that. But you are negative because you didn't reach what you thought you could reach. And like I said, even as a man, like I said, trying to navigate, I mean, I keep saying the word navigate. I have said it before on plenty of times on this episode. When you trying to navigate, man, and you trying to make it through this, man, and you don't reach a certain point that you said you was going to reach, I promise you, it hurts. A lot of, if you're not mentally strong, and this is for the people that's not mentally strong, if you're not mentally strong enough to handle it, handle the disappointment of you not being able to do something, it will mess you up mentally. And like I said, I have been a person of that throughout recent years. When I said, oh, I was going to do this by this time, or I was going to be here by this time, and I wasn't. So what did I do? I became socially isolated. Didn't want to talk. Didn't want to be around nobody. And for me to go through that and then turn around and see other people around me go through that, you know, I have helped people through that. Some people. I'm not going to say who they are. But to inspire somebody and let them know, like, hey, you can, you will. It's just one hiccup, man. Not everything that we want in life is going to happen. But God never misses his mark. If he wants you to have it, you're going to have it. But you got to be able to sit right here and look at yourself and say, I'm stronger than what the way I'm acting. And to all my listeners, man, y'all can call in. I want y'all to know. I really want y'all to call in and tune in for this. You know what I'm saying? If y'all got an opinion, y'all want to voice something, just let me know. I will bring you in on y'all and people can hear you. But you have to sit right here and be a strong enough person to say, just because I didn't reach this point or just because I didn't get that person, or just because I didn't get that thing, or just because I'm not here, that does not define me. That does not define who I am as a person, as a man, as a woman, because mentally I am strong enough to sit right here and say, I'm going to fall down 7 times, but that 8th time I'm going to get up and I'm going to keep going. Because you, like I said, you can fall down 7 times, but that 8th time, you get up that 8th time, that 8th. And I promise you that 8th could be the one that changes everything. But you have to be mentally strong enough to go through it. People hit adversity and they're not mentally strong enough for it. To train your mind, you have to train yourself to know, I'm him. You feel me? I'm him. Or I'm her. You feel me? And when you're able to train your mind, when you're able to sit right here and say, this is me, this is who I am, setbacks doesn't define me, can't nothing stop you, man. Can't nothing on this earth stop you but you. Because sometimes we mentally get trapped in our own mind when stuff don't work out, and we don't know how to snap back into it of, that's not me, or that doesn't define me. And like I said, talking to my brothers and to all my brothers, man, I love y'all boys, man. To all the OGs, to all the men in my life, man, I love y'all. To all, even the women, love y'all. Because y'all have shown a brother that it is A-okay to talk, brother. It is A-okay to speak, son. It is A-okay to say you need help, nephew. And to my listeners, like I said, it is A-okay for y'all to say, I need help, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. And the first thing to help improve your mental health, the first part of the beginning progress of to progress in life and be better, is by admitting your wrongs, admitting your faults, and writing it down, and then being able to see it, learn from it, and not be able to repeat them same bad habits that I talked about. Because bad, poor habits is also part of mental health. And I said that earlier in the show. When you pick up on them poor habits and you see yourself not doing the same thing over and over and over again, I promise you, you'll sit there and be like, yo, hold up. I feel different. and when you feel that sense of that mojo coming, we say mojo. When you get that I'm him vibe come back, or I'm her vibe come back, it's like you begin to look back and like, man, I needed that. Will Smith says something, and this goes into mental health and the journey along life. Embrace your struggle. Like, look at your struggle and be happy you going through it, because it defines who you are. If you just one of them people that just give up, you be like, I'm mentally not here, or I can't do this. I went through this and this. That's going to be who you are every day for the rest of your life. You're just going to quit. You're going to be a quitter. And mentally, when you be a quitter, mentally, every time somebody, and like I said, the reason I say this is because I have been this person. I had to snap out of being it. Every time you feel like you can do something and you start doing it, because you be like, it didn't work for me last time. Instead of you sitting down and saying, okay, that didn't work, well, I'm going to go this way and with it then. And sometimes people don't realize not everything that you set your sights on doing or trying to do is the right path to doing it. I tell people to sit down sometimes and ask God to navigate, to be like, okay, what do I do? How do I do this? Because when you really put your mind to doing something, no matter what you've been through in life, I promise you, you're going to be like, you know what? Can't nothing stop me, man. Can't nothing really stop me, for real. And I'm going to take one more break, y'all. And he go 50 Cent in the club, man. Yo, what's happening? What's happening? Your boy is back up in here, man. Your boy, Big Speaker, is back, man. Oh, man. I want to see right here and say, man, thank God to everybody that listened today. You know, first episode, man, it was definitely fun being able for y'all to listen. You know, next time y'all got to call in, they ain't going to lie. Y'all definitely, most definitely got to call in so I can hear y'all. And, you know, I want to sit right here and tell y'all, like, you know, we sit right here and think that everything is A-okay with a lot of people. And like I said, I said it before, but it really don't be. People look at us and think it's stuff be all right with us, and it don't be. But if you're not strong enough to sit right here and evaluate yourself and say, hey, I'm a change. You're going to find yourself doing the same thing over and over and over and over. It's going to be to the point where you be like, you know, you're going to look back and be like, man, I wasted so much time over something so small. When mentally I should have been strong enough to say, hey, this ain't it. And in some instances, people, I would tell people, it's okay. And now that you done got through that, now you're mentally strong enough to sit right here and say, hey, if I got to spend a block again on that situation, I'll be strong enough to fix it. And like I said, and to the people that mentally have problems with dealing with death in life, I'm going to tell you something personally. You can get over it. You can't get over it, but you can learn from it. And you can grow from it. You can turn it into your motivation. I have seen death turn people hustle up and their mental up. Once they're able to get their mind right and get everything about themselves right, man, they become a whole new different person, man. They become the person that they... Some become a person that they don't want to be, and some people become the person that they wanted to be. And everything plays a role in your mental. Your life plays a role. Everything you do in life plays a role in your mental health. If you're not right up the if you're not right at the top, ain't nothing else gonna be right around you. We have to be able to just say, it's up to me to get me right. Nobody else. And when you get to that point of where you tired, you're going to see change. You're going to stay. This is how funny it is. And one of the issues that I've seen, that I had Googled and seen where it plays a role, is also eating. You can change the way you eat. That plays a role in your health. You start eating all that greasy food. You eating all them fries, all that McDonald's, all that Burger King, all them Wendy's and stuff. And you start having anger, not just being angry, but feeling sluggish and feeling like, oh, I'm mentally not here. I don't want to do it. I'll do it later. It's going to come back and bite you. And poor eating habits turn into bad habits. Bad habits turned into also that definitely can turn into being a person you don't want to be. I'm gonna just say that. And when you get into that space, to where you feel like it's dark, lonely. Excuse me. It's dark, lonely. You don't have nobody. Remember that, like, you have people, and you got God. But you also have people here that wants to help you. You have people here that wants to be able to see you win, see you grow, see you succeed. But at the same time, mentally, you have to want it for yourself. Everything in life, you have to want for yourself. Sometimes you have to get into that state of mind where you got to be selfish because you want it bad for yourself. Because mentally, you know, if I step off this path, I'm not going to get to where I want. If I step off what I'm doing, this path, I'm not going to get to where I want to be in life. And then mentally, that's going to turn into you starting to doing old things, start doing things, new bad habits that you never did before. So when you going and you're progressing and you being everything, and you see yourself being that person, mentally you're going to want to change. Mentally you're going to want to say, hey, I can do that, and I'm going to do that. And when you put your mind to it and you do that, you're going to sit right there and say, you know what, man, I thank God for it. I thank God for this. I thank God for that. Because not a lot of people embrace what they go through. Big time rapper now, my favorite rapper, I'm gonna be real, Rod Wave. You know, he said, the best part of his life, why he was going through what he was going, why he was coming up, was the journey of becoming this big time rapper, making the memories, being able to go around different from city to city and see that now you got arenas, you selling out arenas now, man. Now you got 15,000-20,000 people coming to see one person. Who could imagine that? And now he's doing it. And now that's one thing I'm learning to do, to embrace everything that I go through. And so I pray everybody continue to grow. Yeah, if you have anything mentally wrong, you can seek counseling. You can talk to friends. You talk to loved ones. Talk to family. People want to help you. People want to be there for you. But you have to be willing to step up and do it yourself. So to everybody out there, man, I love y'all. Y'all be easy. Y'all be breezy. And y'all keep God first in your life. We out. Yeet.